slave in the UK. I own him, control him. We have progressed over many different aspects of control and domination and me using him. He's in London. He is my slave. I own him and control him. He has a contract which supposedly we're rewriting, but as of this moment, I've decided to reinstate it just the way it is, loser. You're fucking beat. There you go. You can print out the one that we have and add to it, put in the new taxes that we've developed. Those are stroking taxes, pre-cum licking taxes, eating cum taxes, a fucking his wife tax if he chooses to try to do that. I get, you know, paid for that too because he's not allowed. A ruined orgasm tax. Basically anything Miss Mandy feels like tax because he has no choice. I own and control his cock. Now, I've taken to orgasm denial. He's not allowed to come in between sessions. He is addicted to me because I am a superior mistress that he cannot live without, that controls his orgasm, and I need to use him for my amusement. We have beefed up our sessions. I watch him on webcam. We've had so many good sessions. I mean, in the winter when I've been snowed in here watching my cock on webcam while he was sticking ice cubes up his British arse, watching my cock. I don't know. I need somebody to coach me with a good British accent. So, contract is reinstated, loser. Your little dick is shriveling up and shrinking as I'm saying this in fear of what I might do to you next. For you out there listening for the first time, let me tell you some things about loser. When he gets on webcam, my cock, tiny as it is, it's only an inch. He can't satisfy anyone. Actually, you know, it's really not an inch. It's actually, well, bigger than that. It oozes out pre-cum, like a faucet. He's conditioned. I have conditioned my cock to leak. It just leaks. It has no choice. It's true. I mean, I could probably make like a good video on cum with this loser. It leaks out and he slurps it up, licks it up. Like, well, you know, if I turn my head and I'm not looking at the cam, I can hear this slurping noise and he's licking it up. And I go, loser, you eating up more pre-cum? I mean, it's so funny. Then what I do is I ruin his orgasm, and I'm not going to tell you how. After it's ruined, sometimes he says, mistress, may I stroke your cock? This is after it's leaked out whilst I've ruined it. Then he gushes a fountain and can't stop. If the first time I ruined his orgasm, you'd have to go back to my website and find this. The first time I ruined it, he just kept spouting more cum. It went on forever, and he was moaning and screaming as it shot out. Anyhow, that's the power I have over loser. I charge him taxes. He wraps a stocking around my cock, and I pull on it. He's made sex toys. That was such a good session. He made some sex toys. And back in my blog, there's a post on it. Maybe I'll repost it so you can see it. Well, anyway, loser, we're going to have a session. I'm going to ruin your orgasm and feed you cum. And you know the drill. You know what's going to happen to you. You're going to just drip. I bet you're dripping now as you're listening to this. Because I own you, I control you, and you have no fucking choice but to obey me. Okay, you other slaves out there, I might have room for a slave. Miss Mandy at 1-877-732-6360. I will be here tonight. I am up until about 1, 2, or 3 Eastern Time. depending on if I get sleepy, hopefully I'll be awake and I'll be able to use you. Email me if you can't reach me online at 1-877-732-6360 to call for a session of domination and control with Mistress Mandy and UK Slave. I own your fucking cock. It's mine. Mwah. Love you, loser. Ta-ta, as they say in England. Oh, yeah.